Hey, it's Drex from This Week Health Cyber and Risk Community, and I want to invite you to our next webinar. It's going to focus on what else? Defending health data. I'll be chatting with experts from Rubrik and Microsoft. Register right now at thisweekhealth.com/rubrikwebinar. That's all one string, R-U-B-R-I-K webinar, thisweekhealth.com/rubrikwebinar. See you online soon.
Today in Health IT, HIMSS 2024 takeaways and recap. My name is Bill Russell. I'm a former CIO for a 16 hospital system and creator of This Week Health, a set of channels and events dedicated to transform healthcare one connection at a time. We want to thank our show sponsors who are investing in developing the next generation of health leaders, notable ServiceNow, Enterprise Health, Parlance, Certify Health, and Panda Health. Check them out at thisweekhealth.com/today. All right. Hey, don't forget, check out our new service, thisweekhealth.com/news. Everything I'm going to talk about is generally out on that site. So curated news stories just for you. So check that out. We had a good couple of conferences, Vive and HIMSS, and raised additional money for Alex's lemonade stand. I will give you more of those details on Tuesday of next week after I get a chance to figure out how much money we raised. All right. One last thing. Mentor somebody, share this podcast with a friend or colleague, use it as a foundation for daily or weekly discussions on the topics that are relevant to you and the industry. The magic is in the conversation between y'all. They can subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. All right, let's talk HIMSS and Vive is what we're gonna talk about today. So let me give you the stuff you wanna know. It was well attended. I think it's a valuable conference. I think it will be around for a long time. So those, I've heard people say, oh, HIMSS is going away. HIMSS may have lost its certain place in the conference season, but it's not going away. It's a valuable conference. There was 1,100 booths there, or booths, that would be an understatement, but there's 1,100 people on the showroom floor. There was pre-conferences, and I thought the pre-conferences were extremely well done. You had AI, you had interoperability, you had cybersecurity, you had the nurses got together, CNIOs got together. I'm trying to think which other ones I'm missing. Anyway, there's three or four others that got together on that day. And they were pretty good. Like I stopped in at a bunch of them, listened to one or two. Oh, there was an executive forum. I listened to a bunch of the discussions and conversations, and I thought they were relevant and good conversations. I thought there was good panels in those discussions. Again, I get down on the carnival and or the boat show, whatever you want to call it. But at the end of the day, there's value in each. The pre-conference on Monday was extremely valuable. And I think there's value in your cybersecurity leader being in that cybersecurity forum room. There's value in your interoperability people being in that room to hear from Sequoia Project, to hear from HHS, to hear from others. That's a good room to be in. They can walk up and ask questions directly to Mickey Tripathi and others. It's a good room to be in for them. The executive forum was good. I got to see a bunch of you at that forum and talk to you. And so that was extremely, extremely helpful. The AI one was futures, as you would imagine. There was also some cautionary tales, and there was also some warnings, and also some of the promise that's available. The one session I did sit in on that, I think my takeaway was your doctors and nurses are already using it, so you better get in front of it. This is the old cloud computing argument, which is if you don't get in front of it, that's on you because it's going to be used and it is being used. So that was interesting. So the pre-conference is extremely well done and really appreciated those sessions. And then the showroom floor opens, you have your keynote, and you have your other things that are going on. I did a bunch of interviews on that first day, so I didn't get to go to any of the keynotes or sessions, and I'm sure they were good. Again, one of the differences between HIMSS and Vive is Vive tries to keep everything on the floor, whereas HIMSS, you have these breakout sessions, so you get out of the carnival, and you go into a room, and you get to hear people share what's working in their system, what's not working. I find those sessions to be good because it's health system leaders bringing their success stories to you or their challenges to you so that you can have ongoing discussions around them. So I find those sessions to be good. HIMSS is strong because the HIMSS local chapters are fairly strong still. And so that's a feeder for this conference. I don't know the numbers. I'm sure they'll announce like 30,000. It could have been 30,000. I'm not gonna say it wasn't. It felt more like 20,000 to me, but still, 20,000 is a lot of people. It's a major conference. Again, I think every healthcare leader needs to have a conference strategy because there's value to be had out of each conference. Think about who's there and what the value is. Again, my strategy was always to utilize it as an efficiency play to meet as many of my partners as it possibly could, because I think it's true that there was a lot of executives from the partners. There's a lot of product managers and owners, system engineers. There's a lot of technical support there, as well as your salespeople in a lot of cases are there. And so you can go into one room, have a good conversation, get everybody on the same page, and you can do that 10 times in one day and get out of there. And I know, because a bunch of you have said to me, oh, I don't need to do that, they'll come to me. Yeah, but that's spread out over time. It breaks your flow of what you're trying to do at the health system while you're visiting with partners. I like to get that all out of the way in the spring, and then you can do it again in the fall, depending on what conference you go at that point. So let's talk about what was the discussion. Well, everything was drowned out by AI. At Vive, everything was drowned out by Change Healthcare. At this conference, everything was drowned out by AI. By the way, if Change Healthcare hadn't happened, I'm sure we would have been drowned out by AI at the Vive conference. But you had all sorts of announcements about AI at this conference. You had Oracle, Google, you had different health systems making announcements. You had HCA and what they're doing with Google's thing. You had Google search within Meditech. It has a name, but I'm not sure what the exact name is. And we did an interview while we were at the conference. It's really effective. It's really interesting. Stanford Healthcare talked about DAX Copilot being rolled out system-wide. I think this is a major step forward. We used to stop with the ambient clinical listening because we could not afford to roll it out everywhere. And it wasn't just the well-to-do health systems, it was all health systems. They would roll it out to a select number of physicians, and then they would say, you know what, that's enough, because it was based on an old model and it was very expensive to scale. Now it's based on a new model, it's generative AI in the background, it is technology in the background, so it is more accessible to more health systems and it's more accessible to more clinicians. So I'm excited. I'm excited to see how far this goes. I'm hopeful that the next time I see my physician that they are using ambient clinical listening. Let's see. And by the way, I'm hitting the Becker's Healthcare article to see what topics they thought. Change Healthcare clearly was still a significant discussion, especially in the cybersecurity forum, and it will continue to be. I did talk to some of you, and one of the questions I'm asking is, what's your fallback? What are you doing with regard to Change Healthcare? A lot of people have leaned on Epic, and Epic has come up with ways to get around it and helped implement Relay Health and other things for health systems. Relay is the big winner in this, if there is a winner in this, because they've either become the de facto backup for Change Healthcare, or quite frankly, they may be replacing Change Healthcare moving forward. We'll see how this whole thing plays out. I'm trying to think what else was top of mind, what else were people talking about. I mean, that I can't emphasize enough how much AI is being talked about. It's why I did the show I did yesterday on defining AI. I think we have a lot of people throwing it out, and we need that framework. We need to understand what falls into computer vision, what falls into NLP, what falls into machine learning, what falls into generative AI. We need to understand the different frameworks that are being brought to bear, because each one's a little different in how you look at it and how you think about it, how you license for it, just like in the cloud computing world. Infrastructure as a service, software as a service, platform as a service are different models, and you contract for them differently, and you utilize them differently within your health system. And so that's why I think it's going to be important really quickly here for us to get a framework for discussion that allows us to put things into categories and understand how they are going to be applied. I did think it was interesting as I talked to a number of people about the inbox work around generative AI, that there's a lot of caution around it. It's moving very slowly. The adoption rate is very slow. So that was one of the use cases that people were putting out there as a potential on the clinical side. I still think it has a lot of potential. I still think it needs some work, and we will keep an eye on that and keep talking to you, y'all, about that and how that's going for you. But there's just a fair amount of caution and skepticism around it, and we'll see how it progresses. I think, again, what we're doing with generative AI today and what we will be doing a year from now will be night and day. It'll be completely different, and so we will see how that plays out. Last thing on this, HIMSS is not going away. I heard some CIOs tell me HIMSS is irrelevant and HIMSS is going away. Conference of 20,000 people-ish does not just go away. And so determine where it fits, determine what value it offers and it brings. You may or may not want to be there. You may or may not have to choose between different conferences that you send people to. You may or may not go yourself, but choose to send others, because there's value in this conference to be had. And I don't know, that's all I have to say about that topic. In fact, that's all for today. Don't forget, share this podcast with a friend or colleague. Use it as a foundation for mentoring. We want to thank our channel sponsors who are investing in our mission to develop the next generation of health leaders. Notable: ServiceNow, Enterprise Health, Parlance, Certify Health, Panda Health. Check them out at thisweekhealth.com/today. Thanks for listening. That's all for now.